Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Today I wanted to talk about a new term called a national divorce. National divorce is another way of saying disunion or secession. It's essentially a breakup of the union of the United States, meaning there would no longer be the United States, but a combination of individual countries. For example, a group of five states within the same geographical territory could decide they want to be their own country because they think more politically alike than they do with their neighboring states. Today, I only mention the term national divorce because a current United States representative by the name of Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia's 14th Congressional District has brought the topic up. And now I see the topic being discussed in the news and online. The term national divorce is just a disguised way of saying secession. The reason secession is not used is because that is a Civil War term that described what the Confederate States of America did when they rebelled and tried to form their own government. Marjorie Taylor Greene has said she doesn't want a civil war, just a divorce. However, I would remind her that the Confederate States of America thought the same way, and the South thought they would be able to secede from the Union without a war. However, history has shown that to be far from the truth of what happened. I myself am a Union man and a constitutionalist, and I stand by what President Abraham Lincoln's thinking on the matter was at the time when he prevented the South from seceding in 1860. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that it was only logical that if a state wanted to secede from the Union, that they had to be one of the original 13 states, but that state could not leave the Union without the permission of the other states. Lincoln went on to say that all other states could not have the same privilege because they entered into the Union under the combined efforts of the Union and therefore were property of the United States of America under the Constitution. I do think this is an important topic and should be treated as such, especially since it's been talked about by an elected United States representative. So what do you think about a national divorce? Or are you for the Union? This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.